When he arrived, Langdon checked in at the security office, where his name was on a list to see Marta Alvarez. He was directed to the Hall of the 500, which was still bustling with tourists. Langdon had arrived right on time, expecting Marta to meet him here in the entryway, but she was nowhere to be seen. He flagged down a passing docent.
"Scusi," Langdon called. "Dove posso trovare Marta Alvarez?"
The docent broke into a broad grin.
"Signora Alvarez, she no here. She have baby. Catalina, molto bella."
Langdon was pleased to hear Marta's good news.
"Ah, che bello," he replied. "Stupendo."
As the docent hurried off, Langdon wondered what he was supposed to do with the package he was carrying. Quickly making up his mind, he crossed the crowded hall of the 500, passing beneath Vasari's mural and heading up into the Palazzo Museum, staying out of sight of any security guards. Finally, he arrived outside the museum's narrow andito. The passage was dark, sealed off with stanchions, a swag, and a sign. Chiuso, closed. Langdon took a careful glance around and then slipped under the swag and into the darkened space. He reached into his tote bag and carefully extracted the delicate package, peeling away the bubble wrapping. When the plastic fell away, Dante's death mask stared up at him once again. The fragile plaster was still in its original Ziploc bag, having been retrieved as Langdon had requested from the lockers at the Venice train station. The mask appeared to be in flawless condition, with one small exception. The addition of a poem, inscribed in an elegant spiral shape, on its reverse side. Langdon glanced at the antique display case. The Dante death mask is displayed face front. Nobody will notice. He carefully removed the mask from the Ziploc bag, then very gently he lifted it back onto the peg inside the display case. The mask sank into place, nestling against its familiar red velvet setting. Langdon closed the case and stood a moment, gazing at Dante's pale visage, a ghostly presence in the darkened room. Home at last. Before exiting the room, Langdon discreetly removed the stanchions, swag, and sign from the doorway. As he crossed the gallery, he paused to speak to a young female docent.
"Signorina," Langdon said.
"The lights above the Dante death mask need to be turned on. It's very hard to see in the dark."
"I'm sorry," the young woman said, "but that exhibit is closed. The Dante death mask is no longer here."
"That's odd," Langdon feigned a look of surprise. "I was just admiring it." The woman's face registered confusion. As she rushed off toward the Andito, Langdon quietly slipped out of the museum.